big issues. Protect states' rights on fracking. The heart of the issue, last fall the House of Representatives voted to block federal regulation of hydraulic fracturing in states with their own rules. Critics argue that federal standards are necessary to protect groundwater and other resources. Support, Representative Bill Flores, Republican, Texas. Flores serves on the House Budget, Natural Resources, and Veterans Affairs Committees. Oppose, Representative Alan Lowenthal, Democrat, California. Lowenthal is a member of the House Natural Resources and Foreign Affairs Committees. Support, Representative Flores. For the average American family last year, the shale gas revolution meant $1,200 in lower energy bills. During our slow economic recovery, it has been a lone bright spot, responsible for creating the most new jobs in both energy and manufacturing. America's energy revolution and manufacturing renaissance would not be possible without recent advancements in hydraulic fracturing, HF technology. But instead of embracing this dramatic growth in domestic shale energy production, the Obama administration has ignored its own experts and directed at least 10 federal agencies to look for ways to override state rules and regulations that already ensure HF is done safely. This is being done despite the fact that states have effectively regulated HF for decades. To protect U.S. jobs and grow our economy, we must stop the federal government from impeding energy production. There is no demonstrated need to waste taxpayer money by imposing duplicative regulations and adding unnecessary red tape. The only reason federal bureaucrats are getting involved is to appease those who oppose America's transformational energy revolution. Late last year, the House passed my bill, the Protecting States' Rights to Promote American Energy Security Act, with bipartisan support. The bill prohibits the Department of the Interior from enforcing duplicative HF regulations in states with regulations on the books. The American people want Washington to produce policies that improve people's lives, not ones that impede progress. Allowing states to continue to produce affordable energy in a safe, clean, and reliable manner promotes national security, creates jobs, and saves taxpayer dollars. Oppose, Representative Lowenthal. Hydraulic fracturing, HF, is a symptom of our entrenched carbon economy. While fracking can bring us a measure of short-term energy independence, where do our children turn in a world of changing climate that requires next-generation energy sources? Natural gas is a temporary bridge to a zero-carbon sustainable energy portfolio that remains the only viable long-term course. That said, if we are going to frack today, we have to do it in a way that protects communities and the environment and does not despoil our public lands. The advantage of large-scale fracking and horizontal drilling are obvious access to vast reserves of previously untappable petroleum and natural gas, more jobs within the energy industry, and increased energy independence. However, the very technique that now makes these resources available has serious negative consequences that cannot be ignored. Under current regulations, communities across the nation do not have access to reliable or complete information about fracking operations. If the public has the right to know what ingredients are in our food, shouldn't communities have a right to know what chemicals the oil and gas industry are pumping past their drinking water? That is why I proposed legislation last year to require greater transparency and disclosure by fracking companies. No one can deny that tapping natural resources through HF has been a boon to the oil and gas industry. However, we cannot allow the promise of short-term economic growth to diminish our long-term protection of America's health, environment, and right to be informed. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone 202-225-3121.